Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 24 through 27 and 30. Jesus said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." Jesus says we must walk through the narrow door to enter heaven. But what exactly is that narrow door? Some people believe that it is about knowing all the right religious teachings, and so entering the narrow door is like passing an academic test. If you know the right answers, you make it through. Others might think it's about doing the right deeds. Entering the narrow door is about completing a list of tasks. They might think, as long as I go to church, give an offering, and become a good citizen, I'm in. But Jesus says that on the last day, those people who just had a mere superficial and transactional relationship with Jesus will not enter. He will say to them, "I don't know you or where you come from." So how do you enter through the narrow door? We trust in him like a child trusts their parents. We rely on him as our way back to God. Jesus explained what it means to enter the narrow door in John chapter 14, verse 6. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Today, right now, make every effort to enter through the narrow gate. Put your trust in Jesus. Abandon all hope in yourself and your knowledge and performance. Cling to Christ and let him lead you into your Heavenly Father's presence. Lord Jesus, you are the way through the narrow door of salvation. I trust in you. I will not be afraid. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.